Kim here from JustAskKim.com with another social media news bite. And this week we've been talking a lot about NSA and security and encryption and all that really techy stuff that's kind of scary. And I've been getting a lot of questions about how we go about getting some control back over some of this data. Just what can we do? What is available? And I've mentioned that you really need to focus on end-to-end encryption, and you really need to focus on companies that are funding in ways that does not involve massive amounts of data collection, which they can then be forced to turn over to the government, and various things like that. And so where you start to apply that is looking at products such as StartMail and StartPage as examples of products that are turning up that are working to return us to have some degree of privacy. And StartMail is an email application that's focusing around not collecting all this advertising data, not collecting all the stuff that they could be forced to turn over, supporting PGP keys, supporting all the things that you would want in an email account that wasn't going to be read and owned by somebody else. And unfortunately, we deal with that with products such as Gmail, Hotmail, Outlook, Yahoo, all the names you can name. We deal with that because that's how they fund. And so what happens is when you cross the line into wanting more security, you still have to arrive at a way to fund these companies. And so when it comes to things like StartMail and StartPage, which you'll find at startmail.com and startpage.com, you're dealing with funded solutions where you pay them a couple bucks a month and you get a great product. And while it's not free, it's not terribly expensive either. It's actually pretty darn cheap to secure your data because the data isn't worth a ton on its own. Gmail has to collect thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people's data before it's worth a whole lot. So a couple bucks a month, handful of bucks, maybe 5 to 7, somewhere in there, depending on the app, and you're generally able to get back to having a pretty good amount of data security. And StartMail is brand new out. It's actually still arriving into beta. I'm expecting it to be at about the $5 to $7 per month range, but you can apply right now to find out more about them, to get a beta invite, things like that if you want to check it out. It's free at the moment, but they're not going to stay free. You know, we're just warning you there. And you can sign up for that at startmail.com. And then StartPage is an app, is a essentially a web interface for the front end of Google type search, where it's a search engine. But unlike where Google collects tons and tons and tons of data, this is making that data anonymous so that you're able to search Google privately without it being linked to your IP address and without it being linked to who you may be, which even things like Incognito and private browsing and that really don't provide for. So StartPage is an alternative starting page for Google where you can have some of that data a little better protected. That's at startpage.com. I'll put the links to those in the show notes below. Keep the questions coming. Definitely enjoying them. Been a lot of great discussion around this. So let me know what you think.